Ladies and gentlemen, this time I ask that you please rise. Gentlemen, please remove your hats as we honor America and those who support our freedom at home and abroad with a presentation of our national anthem. Here today to perform the Star Spangled Banner, please welcome Rye Wyckoff.
Well, it's time to wrap this one up like a Christmas gift here on a wonderful Sunday evening here at Sager Park in Columbia, South Carolina, as your Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Columbia Fireflies face off for the final time in 2022 here on a Sunday afternoon in front of a nice crowd here at Sager Park. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast here on KCBallers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. I'm your host, Dan Helody. As always, bringing you all the action live here from Sager Park as Lewinder Avila will deliver the first pitch in to Jordan Sprinkle right at 5.04 p.m. A minute early. First pitch is in there. Call it strike one. 0-1 is your count on the leadoff batter, the Rainmaker, Jordan Sprinkle. As Avila's 0-1 is cut out and missed by Sprinkle. Now quickly 0-2. We're underway about a minute early here at Sager Park in Columbia. Ballers and Fireflies wrapping up this set. As the Winder Avila on the bump will come set, deliver the 0-2. Breaking ball low and off the plate. Blocked behind the plate by the catcher Hayes. Move it to a 1-2 count. Series finale between these two sides. Ballers picking up the victory in last night's ball game. A very well-rounded ball game. Good pitching and good offense from both sides of the plate. As the pitch is inside from Avila, 2-2 is your count on a Jordan Sprinkle. Ballers and Fireflies wrapping this one up. Ballers in the gray taps today, gray pants. As for the Fireflies, are wearing their Sunday powder blues. As the pitch is up and in, 3-2 now your count on a Jordan Sprinkle. Fourth round pick in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox, one of the top 30 prospects in the system. Full count offering on the way from Avila. It is up and in, ball four. Jordan Sprinkle with a leadoff walk here in the first inning, and the Ballers have their first base runner of the day. That'll send West Cath to the plate. One on and nobody out here in this top half of the first. Appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us here on the broadcast live from Sager Park in Columbia, South Carolina. West Cath digs in. Jordan Sprinkle is at first with the leadoff walk. As the birthday boy, Luinder Avila, 6'3", 195-pound Roddy from Caracas, Venezuela. First pitch to Cath is upstairs. The plate runner going, throwing a second is not in time. It'll be a stolen base at a second base for Jordan Sprinkle. So now runner in scoring position. 1-0 count at the plate on West Cath. Cath now in scoring position is Jordan Sprinkle. Cath with a 1-0 count at the plate against Avila. The birthday boy turning 21 today. 1-0 on the way from the righty. This one is blooped into right field. Coming in after it is the right fielder Ramirez. He's not going to get there in time. It'll fall in between Ramirez and the second baseman in Advangola. Advancing to third is Jordan Sprinkle. West Cath, they bloop base hit into right field. Now runners on the corners. Nobody down for DJ Gladney. Well, for the third game in a row, the Ballers is getting some early offense in this first inning. They put up three runs in the first inning on Friday night. Last night, they put up a couple of runs as well, getting two runs early on Shane Panzini, handing him another loss on the year. Hunter Dallander getting the victory in last night's game. Avila now with runners on the corners and nobody down in the inning. Gladney will dig in, team leader in homers with 18, pitch on the way. Fastball in there called strike, 1-0-1 is your count. DJ Gladney batting currently. Wilfred Veras, cleanup batter batting fourth, he is on deck. Colby Smelly will follow. The DH will bat fifth. Benjamin Bailey, left fielder, bats sixth. Jacob Burke, center fielder, bats seventh. Nick Thornquist, catcher, bats eighth. And batting ninth will be Wilbur Sanchez, the second baseman. 0-1 on the way to Gladney. Another fastball in there from Avila. Move it now to an 0-2 count. Avila, international free agent signee in 2018 by the Kansas City Royals. This is his 23rd start on the year. He is 5-8 with a 4.73 ERA. Gladney check swings on the 0-2. He goes around with no contact. It is a strike three. That is the first punch out of the day for Luinder Avila. First out of the day is had for Columbia. That'll send it to Wilfred Veras.
First baseman number 7, Wilfred Veras.
As you hear a train off in the distance out here, just beyond center field here at Sager Park in Columbia. Very noisy train out there, announcing the arrival of Wilfred Veras to the plate. First pitch is a fastball upper part of the zone, 0-1 your count. Veras, team leader in RBIs with 66. He had three total last night with a 4-for-4 night at the plate and a very hot bat against Shane Panzini and the Columbia Fireflies in last night's game. 0-1 on the way from Avila. This one is cut on and missed by Wilfred Veras. 0-2 is your count. Fireflies out of the Kansas City Royals organization under the leadership of Tony Pena Jr. They have runners on the corners and one down to deal with. Wilfred Veras at the plate. Pitch on the way from Avila. Cut on and missed for strike three. Two straight punch outs of DJ Gladney and now Wilfred Veras. So now a 2-on and 2-down for Colby Smelly. Defensive setup today for the Fireflies. Left to right in the outfield will go Vaz, Cross, and Ramirez. Left to right in the infield will go Wallace, Rodriguez, Advincola, and Quintana. Behind the dish will be Kyle Hayes for the Aradian Luinder Avila. Two outs here in this top of the first inning. Colby Smelly steps in. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball is on the inside corner for strike one. Kyle Hayes actually dropping the pitch. Doesn't matter. It is a strike. 0-1 count on a 74-mile-an-hour breaking ball from the righty of Luinder Avila. Fastball, changeup, curveball from Avila. He did pitch exactly a week ago today, only went two innings. Gave up three runs on one hit, two walks, and two punch-outs. He did pitch once against Kannapolis back in that series in late July up at Atriemouth Ballpark. 0-1 is a bit off the plate and away. To Colby Smelly, 1-1 is your count. Smelly out of the plate. Benjamin Bailey awaiting on deck. Jordan Sprinkle at third. West Cath at first. Ballers looking for some more first inning offense. 1-1 on the way. This one is grounded weakly up the middle. Charging after it is Advincola. He'll pick it up and step it on the bag at second for the third out. It is a forced out put out of West Cath, a 4U for the third out. Colby Smelly grounds into a fielder's choice. Well, ballers unable to get early offense. They do get a couple of base runners, though, and we'll hand things over to the bottom half of the first inning. Ballers and Fireflies finishing up this series here at Sanger Park in Columbia. We'll be right back after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network.
That's right, the London Wilson family. Today's E.F. Martin's coolest family in the game. And be sure to check out the E.F. Martin coolness zone on the Centerfield Concourse throughout the game today. Thank you so much to the London Wilson family. And hey fans, it's time to jump around. Everybody get up and jump. And when I say jump, you better jump. How high can you get? It's the jump cam. There we go. Yes. Looking good on the berm. All right, there we are. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the big hair from the Kissimmee Games jump pair. Good job.
Gene Ramirez, leadoff bottom of the first inning for the Columbia Fireflies against the righty Jared Kelly. As the first pitch is lifted high and foul by Ramirez over, everyone said, here at Sager Park in Columbia. 0-1 is your count on the Fireflies leadoff batter in Gene Ramirez. He'll be followed in the order by Omar Hernandez and Gavin Cross. As Ramirez shows one of the 0-1, he does go around with it, but home plate umpire says he did not. 1-1 is your count. Jared Kelly on the bump today for the Ballers, a top prospect in the White Sox organization, number 14 overall according to MLB Pipeline. As the pitch is inside to Ramirez, 2-1, you're counting a breaking ball. Kelly, 1-4 with a 3.54 ERA, is a 6'3" righty, 245-pound righty from Refugio, Texas. Four-pitch mixed guy on the way is the 2-1 from Kelly. It is just a bit off the plate now to a favorable hitter's count of 3-1. Kelly making his team-high 18th start on the year for Kannapolis. As the 3-1 is on the way from the righty, hard fastball right down Broadway for strike two. Gene Ramirez did not think that was over the middle of the plate. However, now count runs full. Jared Kelly not too hot a start to the month of August. In 9 1/3 innings pitched, he has allowed 11 hits and 6 runs. 3-2 lifted in the air into left field. Benjamin Bailey backs track. He'll make the grab. 4-1. It's an F7 in the book for Gene Ramirez. So it is the first out of the bottom of the first. Omar Hernandez, DH, will now dig in. Jared Kelly last time out pitching exactly a week ago against the Salem Red Sox up at Atrium Health Ballpark. 4 2/3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. He did run into the walks trouble, though. 5 walks and 4 strikeouts. Pitch on the way to Hernandez is cut on a miss on a breaking ball. 0-1 is your count. Kelly, a 4-pitch mixed guy. 2 types of fastballs. He's got a 4-seam and a 2-seam. A slider and a changeup also complement the arsenal for Jared Kelly. 0-1 grounded to third. West Cath with a clean play. He'll fire across the diamond in time. 4-2. 5-3 ground out for Omar Hernandez. So quickly now 2 down for Gavin Cross, the center fielder. Gavin Cross, center fielder, digs in. Caden Wallace, third baseman, is the cleanup batter. He is on deck. Javier Vaz, left fielder, bats fifth in the order. Guillermo Quintana, first baseman, bats sixth. Lisandro Rodriguez, shortstop, bats eighth. Batting ninth is the catcher, Kyle Hayes. And then batting at ninth will be Yadi Avincola in the order for Tony Pena Jr. and the Columbia Fireflies. Pitch fouled off by Cross, 0-1 your count. His last time, Jared Kelly faced off against these Columbia Fireflies. Oh, my, what a start he had. 0-1 on the way from the Roddy. This one is torqued down the line. Foul down the right field line. Gavin Cross gets a hold of the pitch, but it is early. 0-2 is your count. Last time Kelly faced off against Columbia, he actually earned Carolina League Pitcher of the Week for his outing. 5 shutout innings, 1 hit, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts. But catch this, opponents batting just 0-63 against Jared Kelly in those 5 innings of work back on the 31st of July. 0-2 lifted it well a bit up and away to Gavin Cross. 1-2 is your count. Kelly trying to get the hold of the two-seam fastball, just missing. 1-2 on the way from the righty. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Does he go around? Yes, he does, says infield umpire. In Chris Jenke, Jared Kelly picks up his first punch out of the day. Gavin Cross is down on strikes for the third out of the first inning. We are through one here at Sager Park in Columbia as the Ballers and Fireflies finishing up this week of action here in Columbia. Top second after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Benjamin Bailey leads off top of the second inning here at Sager Park in Columbia. Lewinder Avila back out on the bump. First pitch is a breaking ball low and away. 1-0 is your count on a Benjamin Bailey. He'll be followed in the order by Jacob Burke and Nick Thornquist. Top second, scoreless ball game. Ballers do have the one hit to their name as the 1-0 is in there on a breaking ball upstairs to Bailey. Now 1-1 is your count. And only base knock of the day so far for either side coming from Wes Kath. As a 1-1, a grounder towards the third baseman Wallace. He backhands, will fire it across the diamond in time. 4 out at number 1. It is a 5-3 ground out for Benjamin Bailey. First out is had. It'll send it to Jacob Burke, center fielder. Jacob Burke, former Miami Hurricane, 11th round pick in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox. After the night off last night, gets back on the order for Guillermo Quiroz and the Ballers today. Batting 211 on the year so far, 4 hits in 19 at-bats. He does have 4 RBI. He picked up 2 of those RBIs in his first game of action as a breaking ball from Avila hits Burke up in the head. He will get a hit-by-pitch and take a free pass over to first, but Guillermo Quiroz and Jeremy Niebusch are going to come over and chat and make sure that Jacob Burke is okay. Of course, never fun when you get plunked in the head with a breaking ball as Niebusch is out and talking with Jacob Burke just to make sure he is okay. Guillermo Quiroz keeping a close eye as well. We'll take a peek and make sure everybody's okay. Burke will take his time in walking over to first, but it looks like he will stay put in the ballgame. Another base runner for Kannapolis in the form of a hit by pitch. Nick Thornquist, catcher, will now dig in. 1 on and 1 down. Jeremy Niebusch goes over and walks him over to first base. Does Jacob Burke? He'll stay in the ballgame. He's all good. Thornquist will dig in after 2 games off. Back in the order for the Ballers today. Thornquist batting 227 on the year. He's got 17 hits. Pitch on the way from the Ronnie Avila is in there. 0-1 is your count. 14 RBI as well for Nick Thornquist, former UTSA Roadrunner. Billings, Montana native is Nick Thornquist. 0-1 on the way. Just a bit off the plate with a fastball. 1-1, your even count. Nick Thornquist digs in for his second game of the week. Had a really solid day of work last Sunday against the Salem Red Sox. We missed those Super Splash Sundays up at Atrium Elf Ballpark. 1-1 is a bit off the plate and away. 2-1, your count. Ballers are undefeated in Super Splash Sundays at Atrium Elf Ballpark. We'll have another one in exactly a week from today. It's the Carolina Mudcats. 2-1 just a bit off the plate now. 3-1 is your count. Good favorable hitters count for the former UTSA Roadrunner, Nick Thornquist. Batting 227 on the year, 75 RBI. 75 at-bats, I should say. He has 14 RBI. Fouling off the 3-1 is Thornquist. Count on now run full. 1-for-4 with an RBI the other night on Thursday for Nick Thornquist. Wilbur Sanchez, 9-hole man awaiting on deck. 3-2 count, 1 down. Deep breath from Avila. Here's the pitch, runner going. This one is lifted high in the air to right field. Backing up is Ramirez. He'll stop just shy of the warning track and make the grab for the out. It'll be an F9 in the book for Nick Thornquist. Retreating back to first is Jacob Burke. So now 2 down, runner on for Wilbur Sanchez.
Second base for number 1, Wilbur Sanchez.
Wilbur Sanchez gets his first at-bat of the day. The night off last night for the Ballers, now back in the lineup. Team leader in stolen bases on the year is Wilbur Sanchez. He's been finding ways to contribute pretty much all year when he's been able to get on the base paths. He's got 32 stolen bags. Pitch on the way from Avila to Sanchez is just a bit upstairs. Want to know your count. Catcher and Kyle Hayes keeping a close eye over there on Jacob Burke at first base. Top of the order, Jordan Sprinkle awaiting on deck. 1-0 count, pitch on the way from Avila. Fastball in there, lower part of the zone, 1-1 your count. Avila not the only guy celebrating a birthday today for the Columbia Fireflies. Infielder Dayton Dooney turning 23 today. Sanchez will dig in with the 1-1 on the way. Breaking ball. This one is fouled straight back. Heads up up here. Lands on the suite level here at Sager Park in Columbia, just to my right. Had that ball been about 20, 30 feet to the left, it would have been right here in the broadcast booth where I would have made the grab. I promise I'm going to make the grab. 1-2 count, 2 down. Runner on first. Here's the pitch from Avila. This one is weakly grounded towards the first baseman, Quintana Hill, backhand in, a walk to the bag at first for the out. It'll be a 3-2 putout for Wilbur Sanchez. That will conclude the second inning of action. Ballers still yet to find a run, but they have put up base runners on every half inning so far against Luinder Avila. Bottom second after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network, scoreless in Columbia.
Ready for it. Good job. Oh, we see it. Thank you so much. There we are. Thank you. Looking good. Yes. Thank you so much. You guys are rocking this one. Give yourselves a big hand for participating in today's BFF Camp. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's career organization of the game is the Midlands Technical College Trio Program. Educational Talent Search and Educational Opportunity Center are two of the federally funded programs collectively known as TRIO, housed at Midlands Technical College. ETS is designed to assist middle and high school students in Lexington and Fairfield counties reach their academic potential in pursuit of furthering their education. All services are free. Stop by their table on the concourse to learn more about their programs, services, or how you can complete an application. Midlands Technical College, trio program, tonight's key organization of the game. Ladies and gentlemen, we offer the Fireflies, the third baseman number 31, Caden Wallace.
Caden Wallace, leadoff bottom second for the Columbia Fireflies. Jared Kelly back out of the bump. First pitch of the bottom of the second is just a bit off the plate on a breaking ball. 1-0 is your count on a Caden Wallace, former Arkansas Razorback. He'll be followed in the order by Vaz and Quintana for Tony Pena Jr. and the Columbia Fireflies. 1-0, just a bit off the plate. 2-0 is your count on a Caden Wallace. Jared Kelly back out for his second inning of action. 2-0 count on the way to Caden Wallace. This one's lifted in the air right field. DJ Gladney backtracks. He will halt there and camp under to make the grab for the out. It'll be an F9 in the book for the first out. That'll send things to Javier Vaz, left fielder. Jared Kelly has one strikeout through an inning and a third. So far, so good. Just about on par. He did set a career-high 8 punch outs against Columbia back on the 31st. Of July. He did pick up his first career victory as well. But as noted, this is almost a completely different Firefly team. Got a whole bunch of talent from the recent draft for the Kansas City Royals. Not many guys left from the team just a couple of weeks ago. Pitch lifted high and foul on the first pitch to Vaz. It will stay in the playing surface, but we'll have an 0-1 count on the left fielder, Javier Vaz. Jared Kelly from Refugio, Texas, actually committed to the University of Texas before being drafted by the Chicago White Sox. Second round pick in 2020, 47th overall. A lot of scouts thought he was going in the top 15 in the first round. However, his commitment to Texas initially actually kept a lot of teams away from Kelly. Fell right into the White Sox lap, though, in the second round of the 2020 draft. And oh my, did the White Sox find a talent. Pitch is fouled off. 1-1 your count on Javier Vaz. Kelly, a top prospect according to just about every single prospect reporting you talk to. 1-1 is a bit off the plate. 2-1 to Javier Vaz. Kelly so far has found his stride in this start. Earlier this year had trouble getting into a rhythm. He's found it, though, in these later portions of the year. 2-1 breaking ball low and in the dirt. Now 3-1, a favorable hitter's count on Javier Vaz. Kelly actually has missed only a 1 week of action, really. Made his first start on the 14th against Down East. 3-1 on the way. Grounder foul down the first baseline. Moving to a full count on Javier Vaz. Kelly last year was with Kannapolis, really struggled to find his way just in the way of a rhythm. He struggled with injuries and just overall adjusting the COVID-19 pandemic year. That was 2021. There's a 3-2 pitch is on the way to Vaz. This one is lifted in the air center field, right at the center fielder in Jacob Burke, who has it in his eyes, has it in his hands. Four out number two, it is a FA. Two down now for Guillermo Quintana. Jared Kelly returning to Kannapolis for his second year of action with the Ballers. He's done very well this year, not really showing in the record or even the ERA. His ERA is the second lowest it's been all year at a 3.54. It's now a plane flying overhead here at Sager Park. Pitch is low and in the dirt, blocked by Thornquist. 1-0 is your count. Sounds like a helicopter or an airplane overhead. Jared Kelly still able to get the pitch off. 1-0 count on Guillermo Quintana. The righty will set, deliver the pitch. Big swing and a miss on the 1-0, now 1-1. Kelly kind of switched up the mojo, too. Last year, pretty clean-cut guy with Kannapolis. Now this year, coming back, he's got the show flow out the cap. He's got a full tattoo sleeve on that left arm as well. 1-1 off the plate now, 2-1 to Guillermo Quintana. Jared Kelly with the rebrand of himself. It's a 2-1 on the way from the righty. Fastball just a bit up and in now, 3-1. Sitting at 25 pitches through an inning and two-thirds. So far, so good as far as a pitch count goes. 3-1 on the way from the Roddy. Fastball right down the middle, grounded towards the shortstop. Sprinkle, tough throw, but he makes it look easy over there. It's short, does Jordan Sprinkle. It's a 6-3 ground out. Another 1-2-3 inning for the Columbia Fireflies. They still have yet to find a runner on the in-base path. Bottom second is complete. Top third when we return here on the Ballers. Baseball Network, scoreless in Columbia. Headed to the top of the third at Sager Park here in Columbia, South Carolina.
One teammate on each team is wearing a helmet with a sponge, and the other is sitting with a pitcher. When I say go, the teammate wearing the sponge must run down to the bucket, dunk the sponge to fill it up with water, then run back to their teammate, squeeze all the water out of the sponge and into the pitcher, into their teammate, it's only on their head. The first team to fill that pitcher to the color line will be tonight's winner, and we will need our glow squad to be our judges one more time. So pick your team and share your favorite, Tony Mark. Get set. Go! And they're off! I figured it had to be a Davidson Swanson fan. I see that jersey there. All right, and it looks like they're out to a little bit of the lead as far as speed is concerned. Now, as far as the quality of the squeezes, I don't know. I'm going to need some help with that down below. Someone is getting wet, and I don't know if he's too happy about it, but we'll find out later. The Fireflies are working it too. They're closest to the baseline. Back and forth they go. Working real hard to get that sponge doing wet, making their way down to their partner, squeezing in the pitcher. We've got about 10 seconds remaining. Five, four, three, two, one, and it looks like the Dansby? Oh, it looks like the Dansby Rules team is the winners tonight. Give them a big hand, all of them, for participating in the Filler Up competition. Someone tricked me down there. Ladies and gentlemen, leading off for Kannapolis, the shortstop, number 6, Jordan Sprinkle.
The Rainmaker, Jordan Sprinkle, leads it off top of the third inning at Sager Park in Columbia in a scoreless ball game, just one hit total. Came off the bat of the guy on deck, Wes Kath, as the pitch is off the plate. 1-0 your count on Jordan Sprinkle. Lewinder Avila back out on the bump for his third inning of work, as the 1-0 is a bit off the plate to Jordan Sprinkle. Now 2-0 is your count. Sprinkle reaching on a walk in the first inning. He stole a base as well. 2-0 on the way from the Roddy. A bit off the plate now, 3-0. It'll be Sprinkle, Kath, and Gladney due up. Top third ballers looking to close out the series on a high note. They did get the victory last night here at Sager Park in front of a really good crowd. 3-0 on the way. Fastball in there called strike one. 3-1 count. Avila trying to work back from going down 3-0. 3-1 pitch is on the way from the Roddy. Hit hard up the middle into center field for a base knock. Jordan Sprinkle with his third hit as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. It is a single right through into the middle for a leadoff base knock. Wes Kath will now dig in with one on, nobody out.
Third baseman number 10, Wes Kath.
Well, good base knock from Jordan Sprinkle. A good solid amount of contact just back up the middle. Tough play for the shortstop of the Columbia Fireflies and Rodriguez to move over in time. Kath will dig in, one on, nobody out. Avila taking a leak over there at first as the pitch is up and in. 1-0 is your count. Sprinkle with a good lead at first. He does have some speed about him. He's already got a stolen base today. Kath will dig in, one for one today with a single. Quick check on the runner is not in time. From Avila, 1-0 remains the count. DJ Gladney waiting on deck. Top third ballers and Fireflies still scoreless here at Sager Park. Looks like the weather has stayed away for the time being. The 1-0 from Wes Kath has been inside. Move it to a 2-0 count now. Kath, the second round pick last year out of Scottsdale, Arizona. Product of Desert Mountain High School is Wes Kath. He's been with the Ballers all year. Team leader in walks. He's been very patient when getting to the plate. 2-0 is upstairs. Quickly now a good 3-0 count. Kath batting .236 on the year. He picked up his 90th hit on the season this week. He's got 12 homers, 41 RBI. He's not too far behind it, Wes. DJ Gladney and Wilfred Veras in home runs. 3-0 is low and inside. Ball four. Four-pitch walk for Wes Kath. He's on base for the second time today. It'll send Jordan Sprinkle to second. So 2-1, nobody out for DJ Gladney. Well, it should be a familiar situation for DJ Gladney. He had the exact same thing happen back in the first inning. 2-1, nobody out. Ballers couldn't get a run across the plate. Gladney will get another opportunity here with 2-1 and nobody out. First time up, Gladney with a strikeout. Avila has 2 punch outs through 2 innings. Takes a peek at second, does the birthday boy. Breaking ball, first pitch in there, called strike one. Well, to be fully honest, I woke up this morning, looked at the weather app on my phone. It said 80% chance of rain at 5 o'clock. Well, no rain inside here in Columbia. 0-1 on the way from Avila. Fastball lower part of the zone for strike two. There are clouds around, and there's some darker clouds off in the distance in left field. However, nothing in the way of precipitation quite yet. We're playing baseball. Series finale. Ballers and Fireflies. Carolina League action. As the season is quickly wrapping up after today, just 18 games remain. As the 0-2 is a bit off the plate. 1-2, the count now to DJ Gladney. 1-2 count on a DJ. Wilfred Veras waiting on deck. Gladney on the cusp of getting on base today. 1-2. This one is grounded foul. Keep it at 1-2. He's currently on a 14-game on-base streak. Is DJ Gladney. He's the only guy with anything over 5 games as far as any streaks go. He is right on the edge of 100 hits as well. He's at 98 on the season. So one multi-hit game, he'll be at 100 hits. 1-2. This one is skied high and foul. Another one will come at 1-2. Ballers did pick up their first 100-hit performer on the year. Wilfred Veras last night turning in 103rd total hits. He entered last night with 99, went 4-for-4. 1-2 count. Avila with a deep breath on the bump. Takes a peek at second. 1-2. Just a bit off the plate. Even 2-2. Pitching coach and John Habian for the Columbia Fireflies. Taking a peek to see where that one missed. Count is 2-2 on DJ Gladney. Avila with a look at second. Sprinkle with a good lead. 2-2. This one is lined into right field. That'll drop in front of the right fielder Ramirez and be a base knock. Station to station, a single for DJ Gladney. He is on base for the first time today. Move that streak up to now 15 games in a row for DJ Gladney. The Sprinkle will move to third. West Kath a second. Bases are chuck full of ballers with nobody out for Wilfred Veras. Just like that, an arm has gotten up and is going to start getting loose for Columbia. Looks like it is Matt Still, perhaps. Bases loaded, nobody out. Luinder Avila getting into a bit of a tight pickle here. Takes a peek at third where Sprinkle's at. Veras' pitch. This one is lifted in the air into left center field. Back checking is Vaz. He'll have to call off, though. Gavin Cross makes the play in left center. Throw comes in, but it is not in time. And Jordan Sprinkle scores. Ballers are on the board here in the top of the third inning. It's a sacrifice fly from Wilfred Veras. It's an F8 for the first out, but Sprinkle does score. Everyone else holds up. So 2-1 down for Colby Smelly. Ballers jump out to a 1-0 lead. It is the third game in a row they've picked up the first run of the game. Colby Smelly will dig in, 2-1, 1-down. Kannapolis picked up a couple of early runs in the first inning, both Friday and Saturday. Here it took the third inning, but they do strike first. Wilfred Veras tallying another RBI to his name. That is now 67 on the year. Pitch on the way from Avila is low, blocked by the catcher Hayes. 1-0 your count. Colby Smelly grounding into a fielder's choice in the first. Looking at on base today. 1-0 count, 1-down. Avila will deliver his 50th pitch on the day. 1-0 to Colby Smelly. This one is lifted in the air center field. That's going to be trouble. That'll drop in front of Gavin Cross and be another base knock. Moving ahead everywhere is Wes Kath and DJ Gladney. Kath to third, Gladney to second, and Colby Smelly with a base knock. So again, base is loaded and a one down. Benjamin Bailey will step to the plate. Now the carousel's turning for Kannapolis out there on offense as now John Habian will come out and have a chat with Lewinder Avila. Ballers have the one run, but they have bases loaded and one down. Benjamin Bailey coming to the plate. He had a home run in last night's game. And starting arm in Shane Panzini. Ballers winning last night 5-2. They had 12 hits as well in last night's game. As mentioned, Wilfred Veras, a 4-for-4 day with 3 RBI. Bailey with a multi-hit game last night, 2-for-4 with an RBI. And that home run in the third inning off of Panzini. They did have only two players pitch for Kannapolis last night, Dollander and Plagey. Dollander getting the win, Plagey with a 3-inning save. Adwood 1-for-4 with a walk. He is not playing today. West Cath 1-for-4 with a walk. He is at third base currently in today's game. As Bailey will dig in a multi-hit game last night, looking to contribute again here at a ground out back in the second. Pitch on the way, breaking ball inside, 1-0. Benjamin Bailey, 6'4" left fielder from Vista Alegre, Panama. Looking to do some damage. 1-0 count, one down, runners at every base. 1-0 on the way. This one is swung and missed. 1-1, now your count. Heavy swing from Benjamin Bailey. Trying to create some damage out there. Jacob Burke, center fielder, waiting on deck. He was plunked in the head by a fastball. 1-1 is lifted high and foul just to my left. Heads up down there. Ball lands in the front row of seating just below us here at Sacred Park in Columbia. Hit off the siding up here near my window. And a young fan makes the grab down there. Good work. 1-2 count, one down. Avila letting the pitch clock go down. It's at 2 seconds, 1 second. He gets it off in time. Guard grounded to shortstop. Rodriguez makes the play. The second of one on to first. Wild throw. Quintana can't hold on. He is safe at first is Benjamin Bailey. Wes Kath will cross the plate. It's another run. Bailey is at first. Colby Smelly is out on a 6-4 putout for the second out of the inning. DJ Gladney is at third. Wes Kath scores. It's now 2-0 Ballers. We'll see how this is scored. It'll more than likely be a fielder's choice. Benjamin Bailey on base for the first time today. It will be a fielder's choice for Benjamin Bailey. So Jacob Burke will dig in. Runners on the corners and two down. Avila will deliver the pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled back by Burke. 0-1 your count. First time Burke has seen a pitch that he could hit today. His first pitch seen today got hit him in the head. It's a breaking ball that slipped out of the hand of Avila. 0-1 count, two down. Pitch on the way. Fastball outside corner for strike two. 0-2 your count. Jacob Burke, former Miami Hurricane. He's got 4 hits and 4 RBI on the year. Picked up 2 of those on his first night as a baller. The 2 RBI singles. 0-2, swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Jacob Burke is down on strikes for the third out here in the third inning. That is now the completion of the top of the third. But Ballers pick up 2 runs in the inning thanks to some nice work from Benjamin Bailey and a fly out from Wilfred Veras. 2-0 your score. Ballers on top, bottom 3 when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Good job. 3-for-3. Good job.
4.
Lisandro Rodriguez will lead things off bottom third. Jared Kelly back out of the bump for his third inning of action. First pitch is in there on a breaking ball. 0-1 is your count. Ballers lead 2-0. They pick up two runs top of the third inning here at Sager Park in Columbia. Glad to have you join us for the series finale. Dan Lodi bringing you all the action. 0-1 count on a miss. 0-2 now your count. Lisandro Rodriguez followed in the order by Kyle Hayes. And then Yody Advincola. Righty of bat from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. Rodriguez digs in the lefty bat, 0-2. This one is lifted in the air right left field. Backtracking is Bailey on the warning track. Makes the grab for out number one. It is a fly out into left field for Lisandro Rodriguez. One down now for Kyle Hayes, the catcher. Well, so far, so good for Jared Kelly. There's zeros in every single column that you'd want. Couple extra zeros where they need be. Jared Kelly so far so good. He's retired his first seven batters faced. That's all I have to say. Can't say any more. Pitch on the way to Kyle Hayes. Weak grounder towards the shortstop. Sprinkle might be a tough play. Sidearms it over to first in time. Jordan Sprinkle just makes it look easy out there at the shortstop position, folks. Makes the play. It's a 6-3 ground out. Two down now in the inning for Yody Advincola. Yody Advincola gets his first action of the weekend. 20-year-old righty bat from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic, spent 2021 in the Dominican Summer League. Yody Advincola with three hits in his 16 at-bats with Columbia. Pitch is just a bit off the plate from Jared Kelly. 1-0 is your count. Fireflies have yet to put anybody on base here in this Sunday series finale. Advincola gets the 1-0. It is just a bit low on a fastball. 1-0 moves 2-0. The board says 90 miles an hour for that pitch from Jared Kelly. I'm going to sit here and say ain't no way. Kelly works in the mid-90s with consistency, and his velo is not down. It does not look like. 2-0 now, 3-0. Kelly all of a sudden finding a bit of a tight spot against Yody Advincola. Top of the order, and Gene Ramirez awaiting on deck the right fielder. Kelly has a 3-0 count. Pitch will be on the way to the 9-hole man. Showing bunt is Advincola. It is pulled back. Doesn't matter. Ball four. First base runner of the day for the Columbia Fireflies is a 4-pitch walk to Yody Advincola. Now runner on first. Two down for Gene Ramirez.
Right fielder number zero.
Well, first time through the orange here. Kelly sits down 8 in a row. And then a walk for Yody Advincola. So now Ramirez will dig in for his second at-bat. A fly out in the first. Slightly open stance. Pitch is on the way. Skipped in the dirt. Blocked by the catcher, Thornquist. 1-0 count on Gene Ramirez. Omar Hernandez awaiting on deck. Ramirez 0-for-1 today, but he is the pesky leadoff batter. Constantly throwing down bunts and causing trouble. 1-0 on the way. Fastball a bit up and away. Now 2-0. And Nick Thornquist immediately is going to go out and chat with Jared Kelly. That is now six balls in a row from the righty. Seems like he's lost the strike zone here in this bottom of the third. No quiet mound visit from John Eli quite yet. Don't quite need it yet. 2-0 count on Ramirez. Kelly just dancing around the strike zone, trying to find something that will cause some trouble. Kelly stares in for the signs. 2-0 on the way. Fastball is away now. 3-0. Kelly trying to find the strike zone, but he is having some difficulty. 7 balls in a row. He'll have a 3-0 count. Pitch on the way to Ramirez. Fastball right down Broadway. 3-1. Advincola at first base. First base runner of the night for the Fireflies. 3-1 count, 2 down. Ballers lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the third. 3-1 on the way. Another fastball right down the middle for strike 2. Full count now on Gene Ramirez. Ramirez from Mau, Dominican Republic, international free agent signing in 2018 by the Kansas City Royals. 5'10", 190-pound lefty bat. 3-2, fastball inside, ball 4. That's now 2 walks in a row for Jared Kelly. He's running into a bit of a difficult spot. John Eli will come out and have a chat with his young righty. That'll send Omar Hernandez to the plate with 2 on and 2 down. Jared Kelly trying to work a fastball in there. However, just unable to hit his spots. So now a mound visit. John Eli will come over and chat. Omar Hernandez is going to dig in, 2-1 and 2 down. He had a 5-3 ground out in the first inning, did Omar Hernandez. He has one homer on the year. It came back in late July at Atrium Health Ballpark against the Ballers. It's now mound visit adjourned. John Eli will retreat back to the dugout for Kannapolis. No arms warming, not quite necessary yet. Kelly at only 40 pitches. Omar Hernandez will dig in. 2-1, 2 down. Kelly comes set to the peak at second. First pitch on the way. Fastball is a bit up and in. 1-0 your count. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. That was probably one of the harder fastballs. It says 93 in the board. I'm telling you, there's no way. Kelly could throw it at about 50% and still hit 90 miles an hour. 1-0 on the way. Breaking ball. That one's upstairs. Now 2-0. The plot's thickening. Omar Hernandez, a dangerous bat for sure. His average is about 224. His on-base percentage pretty low at only 286. He is a guy that finds ways to contribute, though, for the Fireflies. 24 RBI. 2-0 from Kelly. Fastball outside corner. Strike 1. Good location. Runner at second is Advincola. Gene Ramirez is at first. Both of them are drawing walks from Jared Kelly. He struggled with walks last week against Salem. He had 5 walks in total. 2-1 on the way from the righty. Just a bit low now. 3-1. Favorable hitters count. You got to get the sense of frustration from Jared Kelly on the bump. He'd been doing so well, and now he's running into trouble here in the third. Just trying to hit the strike zone. 3-1 count, 2 down. Here's the pitch on the way. Another fastball right down the middle for strike 2. Full count on Omar Hernandez. Gavin Cross, the ever-dangerous lefty bat, awaiting on deck. Ballers lead 2-0, bottom third. Fireflies a 2-1, full count, 2 down. Hernandez's pitch from Kelly. Fastball just a bit low and off the plate, ball 4, and that's now the third walk in a row. Jared Kelly frustrated with the call from our home plate umpire in Juan Gomez, but it is the third walk in a row for the righty Jared Kelly. Advancing to second is Ramirez. To third goes Advincola. So now bases are chock full of Fireflies with 2 down for Gavin Cross. Well, now you can sense the frustration and perhaps some urgency from the Ballers is Jared Kelly just trying to get out of this third inning. Takes a peek in. Pitch on the way to Cross. Fastball up and away. 1-0 your count. Trying to spin a breaking ball outside was Jared Kelly. 2-2 count. 2 2/3 innings pitched, I should say, for Kelly. He does have the 1 strikeout. Bases loaded, two down, 1-0 count. Crosses pitch from Kelly. Fastball inside corner for strike one. Good pitch, 1-1 your count. Pitch count's not too bad. Kelly's at only 48 on the day. There is an arm warming for Kannapolis in case everything goes haywire. It is Tyson Messer. Kelly's 1-1 offering. Big swing and a miss from Gavin Cross. 1-2 count. Jared Kelly one strike away from getting out of this tight pickle. Bottom third. Ballers on top, 2-0. Fireflies with bases loaded thanks to three walks from Jared Kelly. 1-2 count. Two bounce bottom third. Kelly's 1-2. This one's popped up in the infield. This may stay in play. Wilfred Veras retreating in foul ground, but it will land out of play, and it will land in the seating bowl. We'll keep it at 1-2 and do it again. So now it's going to get a little tougher for these batters here at Sager Park in Columbia. Shadows starting to roll in. Covering just about the circle where the batter's boxes reside. 1-2 count, two down. Kelly's pitch on the way. Fastball up and away. Gets by the catcher, Thornquist, but he'll retreat and has it in time. No runners move anywhere. Count will move even now to 2-2. Good heads-up work by Nick Thornquist. Runners at every base for Columbia. Advincola, Ramirez, and Hernandez. Caden Wallace awaiting on deck. The ever-dangerous Gavin Cross at the plate with a 2-2 count. Two outs. Jared Kelly's 2-2. Fastball inside. Now 3-2. Tyson Messer getting warm out there down the right field line. Kelly one strike away, but he's one ball from disaster. Full count, two outs. Bottom third. Pitch on the way from Jarrett. This one is popped up in the infield. This will stay in the play. Westcalf can't find it, and it will land in foul ground. We'll keep the inning going. Jared Kelly hustling over there from the mound. It did land over by the third base coach's box. Westcalf couldn't find the ball. Third baseman Jared Kelly hustling over there trying to make a play. The inning will continue. Full count on Gavin Cross. Good hustle from Kelly trying to get out of the jam that he kind of created. Three walks against the Columbia Fireflies. Now another full count is due for Gavin Cross, former Virginia Tech Hokie. Ninth overall pick in the 2022 draft by the Kansas City Royals. Full count, two outs. Kelly's offering, and it's going to be a pickoff attempt. Move to second. Sprinkle's going to throw home, and a play at the plate. He is out at the home plate. Good work from Jared Kelly. He was aware of the runner at second, and Gene Ramirez, who was dancing around out there, had quite the leadoff. Kelly with a very nice pickoff move. Jordan Sprinkle with a heads-up play, throws it home as the runner in Advincola was breaking for the play. Play made, ballers get out of the jam here in the bottom of the third inning. More importantly, Jared Kelly and the ballers still lead 2-0. We'll head to the fourth after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Senior Flies are in the lead, and they just got another one. It's 4-2. Junior Flies
Got some making up to do, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, we got 5-2. What do you say, Junior Flies on the third base side? Oh, so close. Oh, looks like it might be an insurmountable lead, but that's all right. Junior Flies, let's do this. All right, we got 3. And it looks like 7. And I think we could call it. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got winners on the first base side. It's the Senior Flies. Hey, and hey, give all 4 a big, big hand for participating in today's Whipple Water Talks. Ladies and gentlemen, leading off at Kannapolis, the catcher, number 13, Nick Thornquist.
Nick Thornquist will lead it off. Top of the fourth inning. Ballers still on top, 2-0. Crisis averted. Jared Kelly walks the bases loaded, and then a superb heads-up pickoff move to second base forces the third out of the inning, and the Ballers remain on top, 2-0, here in the series finale at Segra Park in Columbia, South Carolina. Avila's pitch is delivered to Thornquist. It's a fastball down there for strike 1. 0-1 is your count. It'll be Thornquist, Sanchez, and Jordan Sprinkle, two of in the order. Thornquist 0-1 with a flyout, 0-1 on the way. Swung and a miss, now 0-2. Thornquist is 0-1, had a hit last game. Looking to make it 2 in a row. He did have a 5-game hit streak going earlier this year. 0-2 away now, 1-2. Still a good 0 in that column. Thornquist's 1-2 from Avila is a bit up and away now, 2-2. Thornquist trying to get on base and produce another base runner for the Ballers. They've had 4 hits today. They've also drawn a couple of walks from Lewinder Avila. 2-2 is lowed away, blocked by the catcher Hayes. Now count runs full. 2 walks and a hit by pitch allowed by Lewinder Avila today, as well as the 4 hits, 2 runs total. No errors for either side. Full count offering to Thornquist is cut and a miss for strike 3. Thornquist now 0-2 on the day with a flyout and a strikeout. Wilbur Sanchez will dig in. Nobody on and 1 down. As now the clouds starting to roll in. Sunshine starting to slowly fade away here at Segra Park in Columbia. Wilbur Sanchez will dig in for his second at-bat of the day. Pitch on the way from Avila. Showing bunt pulls it back. 1-0 count on Wilbur. Just shy of 50 hits on the year. He's at 48. Batting a 156. Team leader in stolen bags, though, at 32. Sanchez cuts on the 0-1. It's a blooper in a shallow center field. Backing up is the second baseman, Avincola, who makes the play. It's a P4 for Wilbur Sanchez for the second out of the inning. Top of the order, Jordan Sprinkle due up. Jordan Sprinkle will dig in. He's reached base twice today with a walk and a single. 2 outs here in the top of the fourth inning. No ballers warming up down the line. Jared Kelly able to escape the pickle. Pitch on the way from Avila is in there. 0-1 is your count. Jordan Sprinkle picking up his third hit as a baller back in the third inning. He's 1-for-1 with a walk and a stolen base. 0-1 from Avila, just a bit off the plate in a way. Move it even now, 1-1. Avila moving up now to 67 pitches. He did have 7 innings pitched back in the 9th of August against Myrtle Beach. However, Dowdy goes 7 innings today. 1-1 is inside, 2-1. He's gone pretty deep into games since mid-June. Consistently going 5 innings, 4 innings, 5, 6 innings. And then he came out for 7 in the 9th. 2-1, lifted in the air, right center field, backing up his cross on the warning track, makes the grab for out number 3. It's a 1-2-3 inning. Jordan Sprinkle hits a hard fly ball into center, but Gavin Cross makes the play in right center for out number 3. Well, Ballers get through the top of the 4th, bottom 4, after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Jared Kelly will head back out on the bump for another inning of action. Bottom 4, Ballers on top, 2-0. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network.
See a photoshop on the video board thanks to Claflin University. Join the elevation and transformation at Claflin University today. Earn a degree that will secure your future in one of their on-campus or online programs. Visit Claflin.edu for more information. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now we're looking for the next slash out there. It is Sacred Park today. Get on your feet and bust out your guitar. Here are moves. Let's see you shred it. It's time for the Air Guitar Cam. Man, hurry with the windmill out there. Good job.
Well, Jared Kelly will have to face off against Gavin Cross again for technically the third time, but Kyle Ross is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. He had his at-bat cut short in the fourth thanks to some heads-up work by Jared Kelly on the bump. 1-0 count. Bottom four ballers lead 2-0. Kelly returning for his fourth inning of action. Pitch on the way to Cross. It is a breaking ball inside. 2-0 is your count. Gavin Cross, Caden Wallace, and Vaz due up in the order. Javier Vaz, the left fielder. 2-0, ballers lead, 2-0 count, pitch on the way to Gavin Cross. Fastball is up and away now, 3-0. Cross, the ninth overall pick out of Virginia Tech by the Kansas City Royals. Had a full count last inning, but now is a 3-0 count. Fastball away, ball four. It is another walk for Jared Kelly. Gavin Cross is at first. That'll send things to Caden Wallace. Just like that, a four-pitch walk issued to Gavin Cross, who's at first base. Caden Wallace, former Arkansas Razorback, will dig in. He's had a scorching hot start to his Fireflies tenure. 10 hits and 32 at-bats, batting .313. He's got a home run and six RBI. Pitch on the way. Fastball in there called strike. 1-0-1 your count. Ballers on top, 2-0. Couple zeros on the board for Columbia. In more than just the runs column, might I add. Can't talk about it, though, from here on out. 0-1 on the way. This one is fouled back. Move it to a 0-2 count on Caden Wallace. Vaz awaiting on deck. Jared Kelly in just below 60 pitches. He's at 59. Cross is at first, 0-2. Just a bit off the plate on a breaking ball, 1-2. Close call there. Kelly staring in, his ERA now down to a 3.38. It is the second lowest it's ever been. 1-2 on the way. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Jared Kelly picks up strikeout number two. It is Caden Wallace down swinging at strike three for the first out of the fourth inning. That is now one on and one down for Javier Vaz. Clouds continue to roll in here at Segra Park. Again, we're supposed to get absolutely annihilated with rain today. However, nothing in the way of precipitation. We are high, dry, and playing baseball. Runner going on the first pitch. Pitch to the plate is low. Throw into second, and it is in time. Delayed call from the umpire out there in Chris Jenke, but they're going to say Gavin Cross got in there safely, but then his foot slid off the bag, and it'll be a 1-0 count on Vaz, and then a caught stealing. Gavin Cross is out at second. It's a 2-4 putout. Two outs now, and Vaz has nobody on base. 1-0, breaking ball in there. 1-1 is your count. Everything falling in the way of defense for the ballers today. Even though Jared Kelly has had some struggles with getting through some innings with some walks, He still found his stride out there thanks to his defense behind him. 1-1 is low and inside. 2-1 is your count. Javier Vaz digs in a fly out back in the second inning. There's a whole lot of offers in the order for Columbia right now. 2-1 on the way. Just a bit inside. Hitters count now at 3-1. Guillermo Quintana waiting on deck. Bottom four ballers on tap. 2-0 in series finale. Appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us. Dan Lodi bringing you all the action live from Columbia. 3-1 on the way. Fastball inside, ball four. It's another walk issued. As now Javier Vaz will take a free pass to first base. Guillermo Quintana will dig in. 1 on and 2 down. Jared Kelly issues another walk. After a really solid first few innings, Kelly now has walked 5 batters. He walked 5 last time out. However, we'll give him a pass out there, will we, Jared Kelly? Just for the pure reason of there's a whole lot of zeros. Quintana hits the pitch up the middle, and that's a blooper in the center field for a base knock. First one of the day for the Columbia Fireflies as Jared Kelly has a no-no, no-mo. It's a single up the middle for Quintana. 2-1 and 2 down now for Rodriguez. Now Guillermo Quiroz will come out and have a chat. Looks like that'll be the end of the day for Jared Kelly. His day is done. 3 2/3 innings of work for Kelly, but he is done just shy of 70 pitches. We'll see a new arm on the way for the Ballers when we return after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Looks like Tyson Messer will enter for Kannapolis. New arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballer, 6 foot, 215-pound, 25-year-old, 9th round pick in 2019. It is Tyson Messer. First pitch to Lisandro Rodriguez, popped up in shallow left center field. After it is Bailey, he'll run after it and make the grab just like that. Tyson Messer gets through a 1/3 of an inning with just one pitch. An F7 in the book for Lisandro Rodriguez for the second time today. He is now 0-4-2. Ballers take the lead, and they lead 2-0 after 4 innings of work. Jared Kelly's day is done. Messer in the ballgame. We'll take a break and be right back. Top five after a short break in the Ballers Baseball Network.
That's right. Mason's been busy this week shopping at Lowe's Foods, so it's time to play our Lowe's Foods What's in the Bag. I've got Rudy down here. Rudy's ready to go, guys, but he needs a little help. Rudy's got to choose between bag 1, 2, and 3, so we need you guys to make some noise for which bag Rudy should pick. We got 1, 2, and 3. All right, Rudy, Rudy. What do you want to go with here?
Two. So we'll go with two.
All right, Rudy says two. Mason, what do we got here? Okay, we got some popcorn, some trail mix. Where do you want to keep back to, or do you want to try again?
We'll go again.
All right, Rudy, what do you think?
We'll go one.
He says one. Madison, what has he got? Oh, he's our grand prize winner. Free grocery pickup for a month from Lowe's Foods. Good job, Rudy. All right. Thanks for playing the Lowe's Foods What's in the Bag.
Well, now both teams have opted to turn things over to the bullpen as Columbia brings in a 5'11", 204-pound lefty, 22 years old from Oak Park, California. 20th round pick in 2021 by the Royals. It is Jack Aldrich. Pitch is in there, 0-1 your count to Wes Kath. Kath 1-4-1 on the day with a walk in today's game. He didn't have that single back in the first inning as the Winter Avila. The birthday boy, his day is done. Jack Aldrich now in the ballgame as the 0-1 is cut and a miss by Wes Kath. 0-2 is your count. Aldrich in the ballgame, 3-0 with a 3.90 ERA. Does have three saves to his name. 32 and a third innings pitch, 31 strikeouts. Kath grounds the 0-2 weakly towards the second baseman, Advocola, who underhands it to first in time. 4-3, ground out for Wes Kath. One out had. That'll send DJ Gladney to the plate. So Jared Kelly's day is done, as is Lewinder Avila. This will be a bullpen matchup the rest of the way. As Jack Aldrich, the lefty, comes in. 5'11", a lefty, did pitch the other night on the 17th. Two innings, two hits, no runs, no walks, and two punch-outs. As Gladney swings on the pitch and grounds it towards the shortstop, Rodriguez, who fields it and throws to first in time for the out. It'll be a 6-3 ground out just like that. Very quickly, two down for Wilfred Veras. Wilfred Veras will dig in for his third at-bat of the day. 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. He didn't have that sacrifice fly in the third inning, giving the ballers the lead. Columbia will toss it over to Aldrich as the pitch is lined into right field for a base knock. Drops in front of the right fielder Ramirez, and Wilfred Veras has a base knock with two down here in the fifth. So now one on, two down for Colby Smelly.
Designated hitter number 17, Colby Smelly.
Colby Smelly steps to the plate third time today. Veras is at first base. Smelly today has reached base on a single. He is 1-for-2. Jack Aldrich will take over for Columbia. Spent 2021 at the Complex League, 2-3 with a 3.60 ERA. Pitch is off the plate, 1-0 to Smelly. Benjamin Bailey awaiting, 1-0 count on Colby, the big cheese as they call him. 1-0 is in there, called strike one. 1-1 is your count. We'll take a peek at some of the other games going on in the Carolina League today. It's a full Sunday's worth of action. We do have a couple finals to report from some earlier games today. 1-1 on the way from Aldrich. Lifted eye and foul by Smelly. 1-2. Down east, and Myrtle Beach only able to play 8 innings due to weather. Myrtle Beach takes it 7-1 over in Kinston. Carolina wins 6-2 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in their series finale. Then we got a couple other games going on currently. Lynchburg hosting Fredericksburg. The Nats lead 1-0. Scoreless down the road in Augusta, where the Green Jackets and the River Dogs are facing off. And then 3-3 your score, bottom of the fourth, where Salem and Delmarva are playing in their series finale. Pitch fouled off by Smelly. 1-2 is your count. Of all the games that started at 5:05, this is the furthest along. We are in the top of the fifth here. Everywhere else still bottom one, bottom two, top two, bottom four. Smelly fouls off the 1-2 off an inning. Straight back. Now 1-2. Benjamin Bailey awaiting on deck. Clouds keep rolling in here at Sager Park in Columbia. Ballers will return home on Tuesday at Atrium Health Ballpark to host the Carolina Mudcats in a absolutely action-packed week. 1-2 line foul down the right field line. 1-2 is your count. Ballers are going to have quite a whole bunch of fun headed the way of our wonderful fans here next week at Atrium Health Ballpark. $2 Tuesday on Tuesday, and Bark in the Park on Wednesday, and then the fun really gets going as Aldrich lifts the 1-2 to Smelly. This one is lifted high and foul. Now we'll keep it at 1-2 and do it again. Thirsty Thursday, Dueling Pianos Night. We're having a Greasy Keys bobblehead giveaway to the first 1,000 fans. Be sure to get there early. We're going to have a Dueling Pianos Night with Greasy Keys and a good friend of his on the other dugout in a Dueling Piano style game of action. 1-2 fouled off. Another one will come at 1-2. Friday night, Women in Sports Night. And then we're also going to do the Human Cannonball after the game on Friday. If you've never seen that, it's quite a treat. Be sure to come out and check that out. And Saturday night, the second annual Starry Night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, where the special tops and support of pediatric brain tumor research is the 1-2. Cut on a miss for strike three. Colby Smelly will strike out. That is the third out of the fifth inning. And then to round it out, next Sunday we'll do another Super Splash Sunday in which the Ballers are undefeated on Super Splash Sunday. So if you practically want to see a win, just come out next Sunday. Just don't tell them Dan Lodi said it would be a guaranteed win. Headed to the bottom of the fifth. Ballers on top, 2-0 here in Columbia. A quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Department of Education, Mr. Brad Brewery, Personal Health, Italian Pipe Supply Company, K-Company Beverage, Carolina Business Equipment, Vista Insurance, Experience from the SC, Thermal Technologies, the Bull Street District, UCI Medical Associates, the Cloud Forestry Services, Happy ninth birthday, going to Townsend. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Melissa. Welcome, Ron Reigns and Stephanie Dobler of Midland Technical College. Happy ninth birthday, going to Eamon. Happy 40th birthday to Chef Jeff and Lord Day. Happy 40th anniversary. Check that. Congratulations, y'all. Happy heavenly birthday, Norman Muse, love the crew. Welcome to Sever Park today.
Tyson Messer back out for more on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the fifth inning. Good guys on top. 2-0 here at Sager Park in Columbia. Messer through one-third of an inning so far on just one pitch. His second pitch of the day is a breaking ball in there to Kyle Hayes. 0-1 is your count. Kyle Hayes, Advincola, and Ramirez due up for the Fireflies here in the bottom of the fifth. 0-1 breaking ball in there called strike two. 0-2 count now on Kyle Hayes. Catcher for the Columbia Fireflies from Vienna, Virginia. Non-drafted free agent signee in 2022. As the 0-2 is up and in, and it gets by the catcher Thornquist. 1-2 your count. Tyson Messer from Lillington, North Carolina. Former Campbell Fighting Camel out of the soon-to-be Colonial Athletic Association. They were in the Big South for a little bit. But now they're headed over to the Colonial Athletic Association. 1-2 on the way. This one's fouled back onto the protective netting. Keep it at 1-2 on Kyle Hayes. We'll do it again. Actually got to help out with some of the Big South basketball tournament back in March in Charlotte. Got to do some stats work. That was quite an experience. March basketball is quite fun. 1-2. That's fun, too. Bro, Tyson Messer picks up a strikeout. Bring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. First out is had of the fifth inning. It's Kyle Hayes down looking for a now 0-for-2 day. Yadi Advincola will now dig in. Second plate appearance of the day. He did reach on a walk, but he was caught stealing. So Advincola digs back in. He's got three hits in his tenure with the Fireflies. Joined the roster 12 days ago. Pitch is in there on a fastball. 0-1 your count. Tyson Messer. 5-4. The 7.23 ERA is Tyson Messer. 18 2/3 innings pitched. He got 17 strikeouts. Pitch is just a bit away now. 1-1 on Yadi Advincola. Messer, a ninth round pick in 2019. He did pitch earlier in this week. 1-1 breaking ball in there, called strike two. Tyson Messer on a roll so far here in this outing. He's been finding the strike zone with ease. Just a two-pitch mix guy. Fastball and a slider. He appeared on a Friday night as a 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Tyson Messer picks up his second punch out of the day. It is Yadi Advincola swinging and missing at a breaking ball from Messer. Two down now. Nobody on for Gene Ramirez. So for the first time through the order, Columbia didn't have a hit. Second time through the order, they only get one against a combined effort from Jared Kelly and now Tyson Messer. First pitch on the way to Ramirez, a breaking ball low, 1-0 your count. Messer has pitched twice this week. Pitched on Friday night for just a third of an inning. Pitched an inning on the 16th. As Ramirez is 1-0, is a breaking ball low, now 2-0. One inning on the 16th, two hits, two runs, one walk and a strikeout. He's already got two strikeouts here in today's outing. Messer threw a very clean inning of work. 2-0 up and in on Ramirez. Almost hits him in the chinny chin chin. Count will move 3-0. Omar Hernandez awaiting on deck. Ramirez 0-for-1 today with a flyout. He had a walk as well. Jared Kelly issuing a 5 walks in the ballgame. 3-0 is up and in, ball 4. Not quite sure where that one missed, but close pitch, and it is a free pass issue to Gene Ramirez for the second time today. So now a 1 on and 2 down for Omar Hernandez. Omar Hernandez will dig in for the third time today. A walk in the third, a ground out in the first. Tyson Messer will come set pitch on the way. Fastball is lifted in the air into shallow left center field. Backing up his sprinkle to shortstop. He will camp under it and make the grab for out number 3. Just like that, one pitch, and it is the third out of the fifth inning. A P6 for Omar Hernandez. He is now 0-for-2 on the day. We are through 5 innings here at Sager Park in Columbia. Good guys on top, 2-0. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network from Columbia.
We have two teams competing tonight. Closest to the dugout, we have team upside down. And closest to the field, we have team right side up. And each team has 10 water balloons. One teammate will toss the water balloons one by one at their teammate who must catch them in the colander. And they're holding on the top of their heads. The team that pops the most out of the 10 water balloons in the time allowed will be our winners tonight. The water balloon must pop inside the colander to count. Pick a team and cheer them on. Let's start tossing. Let's do this. Go! Alright. Alright, trying hard down there. Okay, we got one. We've got one team upside down. We got two on the baseline. Three for team right side up. 3-1. Oh, we got wetness there on both sides. We got 4-2. Team right side up, 5-2. 6-2. Oh my goodness. It's a rout, ladies and gentlemen. 8-2. All right. Hey, we got a winner. Team right side up on the baseline. Give them all a big hand for participating in today's water balloon toss. Leading off for Canapolis, the left fielder, number 21, Benjamin Bailey.
Top of the sixth inning here at Sager Park in Columbia. Benjamin Bailey will lead things off. Jacob Burke and Nick Thornquist will follow. Jack Aldrich back out of the bump for another inning of action as Bailey cuts on the first pitch and misses on a 85-mile-an-hour breaking ball. 0-1 is your count. Benjamin Bailey today 0-2, the fielder's choice. He also has an RBI. 0-1 on the way low, now 1-1. As there is now an arm warming for the Kannapolis Cannonballers down the line. Looks like Manuel Veloz getting warm out there. New addition to the roster today, Manuel Veloz. Familiar face as the 1-1 is fouled off. Another one coming at 1-2. Veloz was on the July 4th roster, and he was sent right back down to Arizona. Well, he's back now with Kannapolis. Halen Green and Angel Acevedo getting promotions to the Birmingham Barons today. Congratulations to both Halen and Angel. As the 1-2 grounded weakly up the middle, making the play is the shortstop Rodriguez to his left. He'll fire to first in time for out number one. It's a 6-3 ground out for Benjamin Bailey, who is now 0-4-3 on the day. One down, nobody on for Jacob Burke. True testament of the talent we see here in Kannapolis. Acevedo and Green both completely skipping the Winston-Salem dash and going out to double A. Halen Green and Angel Acevedo putting in the work and getting rewarded for it with a promotion to the Barons. Pitch on the way to Burke. This one is grounded towards the third baseman, Wallace, who scoops it and fires to first. Throw is wild, but tag is applied by first baseman Quintana. It is a ground out for Jacob Burke, just like that. 5-3 ground out. Two quick outs. Nick Thornquist will bat. Clean play at third base by Caden Wallace. Moving to his left, had to make a nice play in the field. Throw was a little errant, but Guillermo Quintana over at first base making a patient play. Thornquist will dig in 0-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. Pitches inside from Aldrich. 1-0 is your count. Jack Aldrich, the second arm used today by the Fireflies. Pitch on the way in the 1-0. This one is just a bit off the plate and away. Now 2-0. Good eye from Thornquist. Batting 221 now on the year. He's got three homers, does Thornquist. 5'8" catcher. Probably one of the more muscular guys on the roster, though, for the Ballers. 2-0 lifted eye and foul. Now 2-1. He's 5'8". But again, height doesn't measure heart. Thornquist plays with a lot of heart. And he puts in effort 100% of the time every time he's in the lineup for Guillermo Quiroz. And it's paid off. He's earned a little bit more playing time over the last couple of weeks. 2-1 is a bit low. Now 3-1. Good hitters count. In a lineup with three catchers and a roster for three catchers, Smelly, Thornquist, and Torres. Smelly, of course, DHing for the better portion of the early part of the season. 3-1 is away and it is ball four. Nick Thornquist will take a free pass and to first base. Another base runner for Kannapolis. It'll send 9-0 man Wilbur Sanchez to the plate. So now Kannapolis has had a base runner in all but one of their innings. And that continues into the sixth. The only inning they did not have a base runner was the fourth inning, a 1-2-3 inning for Luinder Avila in his final frame of work. Sanchez's first pitch from the lefty Aldrich is inside, 1-0 your count. As it looks like there is another lefty warming for the Fireflies down the line. Looks like Marlon Willis getting loose. As Aldrich on the bump with a look at first pitch on the way in the 1-0. Fastball up and away to Sanchez. Count is now 2-0. Thornquist over at first is not a stolen base threat. He has not even attempted one this year. Is now catcher and Kyle Hayes will go chatting with Jack Aldrich. As Veloz continuing to warm up out there in the bullpen for Kannapolis. Duo count on Wilbur. La Chispa, as they call him in the biz. Translates to the spark. A spark here would be nice on offense. 2-0 from Aldrich. Check swing, gets by the catcher Hayes. Thornquist is going to break for second, and he will get there with ease as the catcher in Kyle Hayes has trouble corralling the ball. Moving up ahead to second is Nick Thornquist, an outrunner in scoring position with a 3-0 count on Wilbur Sanchez. Top of the order, Jordan Sprinkle awaiting on deck. Ballers lead 2-0, top six here in Columbia. Fireflies will stay at home for another series next week against the Salem Red Sox. 3-0 count on Wilmer Sanchez. Pitch on the way. Inside ball four. It's a four-pitch walk to Wilmer Sanchez. Back-to-back free passes issued. Ballers racking up walks like an independent contractor for Rover. Jordan Sprinkle will dig in with two on and two down. John Habian's going to go chat with his lefty in Jack Aldrich. Jordan Sprinkle will dig in for the fourth time today. Had a fly out, a single, and a walk. Also has a stolen base. Seen the ERA climb now to a 3.71 as Jack Aldrich. Jordan Sprinkle's average up to 130. He picked up his third hit of the year today. After a bit of a rough start, he had a couple of games where he didn't get anything in the way of offense. Started to slowly put things together here in the Carolina League, low A level of baseball. It's now meeting adjourned. Habian will retreat to his dugout down the third baseline. Sprinkle will dig in, two on, two down. Sanchez and Thornquist reaching via the free pass from the lefty Aldrich. Sprinkle with a fly out, a walk, a run, and a stolen base on the game. Here's the pitch. Low inside, 1-0 your count. West Cath awaiting on deck, 1-0 count, Sprinkle at the plate. Former UC Santa Barbara Gaucho making his sixth appearance at the shortstop position for Kannapolis. 1-0 grounded up the middle, tough play for it. Advincola, he makes the play though, and our hands to second in time for the force out at second. Advincola with a nice play. It's a 4-6 put out at second of Wilmer Sanchez, fielder's choice for Jordan Sprinkle. That does conclude the top of the sixth inning. Bottom six after a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Good guys on top. 2-0 here in Columbia. New arm on the way. Looks like Emmanuel Veloz.
All right.
Gavin Cross will lead off bottom of the sixth inning against the new arm on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It'll be Emmanuel Veloz, the 6'2", 185-pound, 21-year-old free agent signing in 2019 by the Chicago White Sox. 1-0 is in there on a fastball. 1-1 your count now on a Gavin Cross, center fielder, followed in the order by Caden Wallace and Javier Vaz. Bottom six, ballers lead 2-0. Cross cuts on the 1-1 and misses. Now 1-2. Manuel Veloz making his second appearance as the baller's third arm used today. Cross cuts in the 1-2. Crowder to second. Sanchez with a diving stop. Throwing to first, and it is in time. What a play at second by La Chispa. Wilbur Sanchez. First out of the sixth inning is had. Gavin Cross is out on a 4-3 ground out diving stop. And at second base by Wilbur Sanchez. Caden Wallace will now dig in. 0-2 on the day. Caden Wallace 0-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. As we're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Kannapolis leading 2-0. Attendance numbers have just come in. 1,537 here today to enjoy the ball game. First pitch, check swing. Does he go? No. This is our infield umpire in Chris Jahnke. 1-0 is your count on a Caden Wallace. Manuel Veloz just added to the roster today from the Arizona Complex League. 1-0 is a bit off the plate now, 2-0. This is his second game of action with Kannapolis in 2022. He did pitch back on July the 4th. Three innings, one walk, three strikeouts of a shutout baseball. No hits either. 2-0 is low and away now, 3-0. Veloz is providing a quality night of work. Out of the bullpen on the 4th of July, 3-0 on the way. Fastball in there called strike one. Veloz literally was called up for the day and then sent right back down to the Arizona Complex League where he put in some work and is back now. As the 3-1 is fouled down the line and right, a hard liner. Count will now run full. Full count, one out. Awaiting on deck is Vaz. Here's the pitch from Veloz. This one is Scott in the air, center field. After it is Jacob Burke. He takes a couple of steps back and will make the grab. Four out number two. It is a fly out to the center fielder in Burke. An F8 in the book. Two down now for Javier Vaz.
Left fielder number one, Javier Vaz.
Vaz 0-1 today with a fly out in the second inning, a walk in the fourth. As Veloz is the third arm used today by the ballers. Kelly and Messer getting in action today as the pitch is off the plate. 1-0 your count. Marlon Willis still getting loose out there for Columbia down the left field line. 1-0 is up and in on Vaz, 2-0. Guillermo Quintana waiting on deck. Bottom six, 2-0 count, two down. Ballers lead 2-0. 2-0 is a bit off the plate now, 3-0 to Javier Vaz. Fly out to center field in the second to Burke, and then a walk in the fourth. 3-0, get me over fastball in there, 3-1. Veloz from San Carlos, Venezuela, as the 3-1 is cut on and missed for strike two. 3-2 your count. Full count, two outs. One more out, and we're in the back third of baseball. 3-2. This one is poked down the line, foul down the third baseline. Keep it at 3-2. We'll do it again. Ballers lead 2-0 in the series finale here at Segra Park in Columbia. After a rough couple of games to start, picking up the win last night, on a good track today. Hard grounder on the 3-2 down the first baseline. Wilfred Veras makes the play. He'll step on the bag at first for the out. It'll be a 3-U. And just like that, a 1-2-3 inning again for Manuel Veloz. That is now a 4-shutout, no-hit innings for Manuel Veloz as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. It'll send us into the top of the seventh. We're in the back third of baseball. When we return after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network, new arm in the way. Looks like it's Marlon Willis for Columbia.
Ladies and gentlemen, your 2022 Fly Guys, presented by Columbia Metropolitan Airport. Get you at the end of the sixth inning of every Firefly's home game and fly CAE for over 30 daily flights to 9 nonstop destinations with easy connections to everywhere you need to go. Skip the drive and fly with ease at CAE. Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. Now pitching for the Fireflies, number 19, Marlon Willis.
6'4", lefty, 190 pounds from Decatur, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta, 2017th round pick in, is the 18th round pick in 2017, I should say. By the Kansas City Royals, it is Marlon Willis, the lefty, walking out to a little Kodak Black. I respect it out there. Back third of baseball, Sacred Park here, and at Columbia, South Carolina. Ballers on top, 2-0, as Wes Kath will dig in. First pitch on the way from the lefty, Willis is upstairs. 1-0 is your count. It'll be Wes Kath, DJ Gladney, Wilfred Vera. Two up. Good guys on top, 2-0 over the Columbia Fireflies here at Sager Park in Columbia. Marlon Willis, 3-1 with a 4.42 ERA on the season. 1-0 is just a bit off the plate to Wes Kath. 2-0 is now your count. Marlon Willis has three holds on the year, no saves. Selected out of high school by the Royals, given a $250,000 signing bonus to lure him away from a commitment to the Georgia State Panthers. Pitch is off the plate, 3-0 now the count. Splitting 2019 with Idaho Falls with the Shukars and Burlington with the Royals. Finishing the year 3-1, the 2.72 ERA in 12 games in 2019. Pitch is in there, 3-1 your count now on Wes Kath. Both Idaho Falls and Burlington now not affiliated baseball. Burlington now the sock puppets. In one of the development leagues for MLB, 3-1 is in the dirt ball, 4. Wes Kath with the second walk of the day is the first base runner of the seventh, and the Ballers continue their stretch of just one inning of not reaching base at all. DJ Gladney will dig in, one on, nobody out. And the Idaho Falls at Shukars, now an independent ball team up in the Pioneer League. Actually know their broadcaster. Shout out to Noah Moore. He was the number two, the color guy for Andrew Chapman over in Fayetteville last year. Graduate of the Low A East. Now he's in independent ball, the Shukars. Pitch is inside to Gladney. 1-0 is your count. Gladney today is an eventful day. A strikeout, a single. His 15th game of reaching base is today. 1-0 swung and missed, 1-1. And a ground out in the fifth as well. Marlon Willis has tossed twice already against Kannapolis in 2022. Pitched a third of an inning back on the 31st of July. One third of an inning, one hit, one walk, and one strikeout as Gladney cuts on the 1-1 and misses 1-2. Marlon Willis pitching back on the 17th earlier this week as well. Two innings, two walks, eight strikeouts. You might think, Dan, that math can't be right. Eight strikeouts, two innings. Yeah, I'm going to have to consult John Kosis to my left over here. Pitch swung and missed for strike three. It is the first strikeout of the day for Marlon Willis. He has one now through one third of an inning. Wilfred Ferras, first baseman, will dig in. Marlon Willis did have a bit of a weird feat the other night. He fanned four batters in the eighth inning earlier this week. First time a pitcher has ever done that for Columbia, as this ball is crushed high and deep down the right field line. It will hook foul. And Wilfred Veras almost had his 18th homer on the year. Instead, he'll have to retreat back to home plate with an 0-1 count. Veras putting a charge into that ball down the right field line. 0-1 is your count. One down. Marlon Willis punching out 21 batters in 10 and two-thirds innings. Eight games in the second half. He's done very well. 0-1. Grounded to short. Making the play there is Rodriguez. Second for one on to first. And that is an inning ending double play. A 6-4-3 double play. Wilfred Veras grounds out. And that is the end of the top of the seventh inning. Well, it's time to stretch here at Sager Park in Columbia. Ballers are on top 2-0 after a quick break. We'll be right back with the rest of the game's action on the Ballers Baseball Network.
It's time to stretch. Singing out there today. root, root for the Fireflies.
Guillermo Quintana will lead it off, bottom of the seventh inning for the Columbia Fireflies. 2-0 your score. Ballers on top. They have allowed just one hit all day. It's been a masterful work on the bump by Jared Kelly, Tyson Messer, and now Manuel Veloz. First pitch in there. 0-1 is your count on the way to Quintana. Half-hearted swing. That's an ugly swing. 0-2 is your count now on the Fireflies first baseman. Quintana, Lisandro Rodriguez, and Kyle Hayes due up. Quintana is the only Firefly with a hit in today's game. 0-2 on the way from Veloz. Breaking ball up and in on Quintana. 1-2 now your count. Veloz having a breaking ball slip out of the hand, buzzing the tower of Guillermo Quintana. 1-2 count, nobody out. Pitch on the way. Swing and a check swing. Did he go? No, says our infield umpire in Chris Jenke. Quintana just able to hold back on a swing that he really didn't want to let go. 77-mile-an-hour breaking ball from Manuel Veloz. 2-2 count, pitch on the way. Fastball, bring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. Manuel Veloz picks up his first strikeout of the day. Guillermo Quintana down looking at strike three for the first out. 8 outs to go. Lisandro Rodriguez will dig in, nobody on and one down. Ballers are spinning a gem on the bump so far today. Just the one hit. The only downside would be Jared Kelly's 5 walks, but it really has been a solid work for today's Ballers pitching staff. Kelly, Messer, and now Veloz. Pitch off the plate, 1-0 to Lisandro Rodriguez. 1-0 on the way from Veloz is inside, 2-0 is your count. I still have to give the play of the day to Jared Kelly's pickoff attempt over to second base. That's just heads up over there. Got him out of the bases loaded jam in the third. 2-0 breaking ball in there, called strike one to Lisandro Rodriguez. 2-1 your count. Veloz now at 4 1/3 innings pitched of no-hit baseball. As a Kannapolis Cannonballer in 2 separate appearances, a liner up the middle. Jordan Sprinkle has trouble corralling it right behind the second base back. Turn of the corner, headed for second is Rodriguez. Throw to second is not going to be in time. Rodriguez is going to retreat back to first base. We'll see what they score it up here as Jordan Sprinkle with a tough play at short. It'll be now a runner on first is Lisandro Rodriguez. We'll see how it is scored. They're going to say it's a base hit for Lisandro Rodriguez, and now the second hit of the day. The old broadcaster's curse. Just as I say, Veloz, an inning in the third of no-hit action. Well, it's a base knock for Rodriguez. It is the second base hit of the day. Kyle Hayes will dig in, 1-on, 1 down. Pitch in there as a fastball upstairs, 1-0 your count. Quintana and Rodriguez, the only batters for Columbia who have tallied a base knock. Hayes 0-for-2 with a strikeout. Tyson Messer getting that whiff. 1-0 in there, breaking ball, 1-1. Kyle Hayes from Vienna, Virginia, 24 years of age, 6'2", 190-pound catcher. Pitch on the way, breaking ball, loop towards a shortstop, Sprinkle. He has trouble there, but it deflects off the glove, making the play. There is Sanchez. He picks it up, steps on the bag for one, on to first, and it's a double play. It'll be a 6-4-3 double play. That might be the strangest double play I think I've ever seen. Jordan Sprinkle has basically the same thing happen again. He's down there chuckling. Not sure I've ever seen that happen. But now the Ballers six outs away from victory. Well, they'll get a couple more chances to bat. Top of the eighth after we take a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network here in Columbia. 2-0 your score. Ballers lead. El Queso Grande, Colby Smelly will lead things off here in the top of the eighth inning. Marlon Willis back out for another inning of action. Pitch is low and inside. 1-0 is your count on a Colby Smelly. Benjamin Bailey and Jacob Burke do up top eight. Ballers lead 2-0 over the Columbia Fireflies here at Sager Park in Columbia. 1-0 on the way from Marlon Willis. Breaking ball slips out of his hand. It is off the plate and away. 2-0 is your count on a Colby Smelly. 1-for-3 with a fielder's choice and a strikeout today is Colby at a single back in the third inning. As Marlon Willis comes set, 2-0 on the way. This one is fouled straight back. Another one coming at 2-1 on the Big Cheese, Colby Smelly. Shelton State Community College product from Alabama, Tuscaloosa, Alabama native. 2-1 count, Marlon Willis on the bump, the lefty. Here's a 2-1. This one is a broken bat, blooper into right field. Ramirez has to cover some ground. Will he get there in time? No, he will not. It is a base knock for Colby Smelly, leading off the eighth inning with a single into right field. So now one on and nobody out for Benjamin Bailey. And that is, again, another inning of the Ballers picking up a base runner. The only inning they have not had a base runner was that fourth inning. So now Bailey will dig in, one on and nobody out. Marlon Willis with a leadoff walk in the seventh. Now he's leadoff a single in this eighth inning. Pitch on the way to Bailey. Heavy swing and a miss. Now 0-1. Benjamin Bailey today is 0-for-3 with a fielder's choice. He did have an RBI in the third inning, though. Picking up his 31st of the season. 0-1 lifted high and foul. 0-2 is your count. Marlon Willis, the lefty, at 17 pitches so far today. He is at 10 strikes. He is pounding the strike zone pretty well. The lefty, though, just trying to get through this inning of action. 0-2 on the way. This one is popped. Foul. Now we'll keep it 0-2. Do it again. Oh, 2 count on Benjamin Bailey. There is a lefty warming down the line for the Columbia Fireflies. Just in case Marlon Willis can't get through this rest of this ballgame. 0-2 line foul down the third baseline. Heads up in the Fireflies bullpen. Keep it at 0-2. We'll do it again. Bailey with an 0-2 count. Jacob Burke awaiting on deck. Runner at first is Colby Smelly. Ballers lead 2-0. They need six outs on the bottom half of the innings, and then they will go home happy. 0-2 is upstairs. 1-2 your count. Ballers winning last night. They're looking for another victory today to get two out of the six-game set with the Columbia Fireflies. Team that is really starting to catch fire late. 1-2 on the way. This one is lifted in the air right field. Ramirez trailing after it. Will he get there in time? No, he will not, but this one trails foul. It lands just foul down near the line. It'll keep it to a 1-2 count on Benjamin Bailey. Marlon Willis in a 10 2/3 innings pitched entering today. 21 batters struck out. It was a 2.53 ERA in the second half of action for the Columbia Fireflies. He's been a very hot arm out of the bullpen for Tony Pena Jr. and John Habian. 1-2. This one is towered foul by Bailey. Keep it at 1-2. We'll do it again. Now the dark clouds continue to roll in here at Segra Park. Nothing falling from the sky yet, but those clouds are getting pretty dark and pretty ominous. 1-2 count on Bailey. Willis comes set, glove at the waist. 1-2. Swung on and fouled off. Bailey's staying alive like a Bee Gees song. 1-2 is your count. It's one of my favorite scenes from The Office. How do you do CPR? Well, you do it to the beat of staying alive. First I was afraid, I was petrified. No. It's the chorus. John Kosas and I talking about The Office a little bit pregame. 1-2, cut in the mist for strike three. Benjamin Bailey is out on strikes. Marlon Willis picks up strikeout number two on the day. First out of the eighth inning is had. Jacob Burke will now dig in.
Center fielder number five, Jacob Burke.
Jacob Burke is hit by a pitch back in the second inning. A breaking ball from Avila hit him in the head. Other than that, a strikeout and a ground out. Marlon Willis sets the glove at the waist. First pitch on the way from the lefty is up and in on Burke. 0-1 your count. Marlon Willis from Decatur, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta on the eastern side of Atlanta. 1-0 on the way from Willis. Breaking ball in the dirt. Hayes can't corral. It'll go to the backstop. It'll be a wild pitch. Advancing Colby Smelly to second base. So now runner in scoring position. 2-0 count on Jacob Burke. Nick Thornquist awaiting on deck. 2-0 count on Burke. There is a lefty still warming for Columbia down the left field line. 2-0 count. Burke has seen the average climb up to 190. Searching for his fifth hit as a baller. 2-0 count. Pitch on the way. In the dirt and low. Scooped out by Kyle Hayes. Now moves to a good hitter's count of 3-0. Burke, former Miami Hurricane, 11th round pick in 2022 by the White Sox, Baton Rouge, Louisiana native. Went to school at Southeastern Louisiana with the Lions. Ended up with the Miami Hurricanes for a year. 3-0 is good patience from Burke. He reaches on a one-out walk from Marlon Willis. So now two walks on the day for the lefty Willis. Two on and one down for Nick Thornquist. And before that, Tony Pena Jr. will come out and chat. Looks like Marlon Willis has seen his day come to a close. New arm on the way for the Fireflies. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Two on and one down for Thornquist with a new arm on the way for Columbia.
Tell me your attention, please. Now pitching for the Fireflies.
number 26, Ben Wroreski.
New arm of the bump for the Columbia Fireflies. Lefty, 6'2", 210-pound, 24-year-old from Orchard Park, New York. Ben Wroreski, former Rutgers southpaw, is now a non-drafted free agent signee in the Royals organization. He is entering in the ballgame for Columbia. First pitch is in there. 0-1 is your count to Nick Thornquist. A breaking ball is in there on the inside corner. Thornquist 0-2 today with a flyout and a strikeout. He does have a walk as well back in the sixth inning. Wroreski, the fourth arm used by the Fireflies today in today's series finale. 0-1 on the way, heavy swing and a miss from Thornquist, moving out to an 0-2 count. Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck is now time called, and Kyle Hayes will go out and chat with Ben Wroreski. Wroreski enters the game with a 4.24 ERA, 3-4 on the season. 48 and a 2/3 innings pitched. He's got 47 strikeouts. He did pitch back on the 18th. Got the win in the game. He is getting his third win back on the 18th. Two innings, one hit, one run, one walk, three strikeouts. Because really, there should be only five outs remaining in the Ballers tenure of offense. Thornquist lifts the 0-2 high and deep into left field. Backtracking is the left fielder, Vaz. He camps under it and makes the grab. Runners fake like they're tagging, and the throw comes in well quickly from Vaz out there. Nick Thornquist out on a fly out to left field. It's an F7. Two down now for Wilbur Sanchez, the second baseman. Wilbur Sanchez will dig in 0-2 with a pop out and a walk. Also had a ground out back in the second. Trying to reach base with a base knock for the first time in today's game. First pitch from Wroreski to Sanchez. Heavy swing and a miss. 0-1 is your count. Two on, two down. Runner at second is Colby Smelly. At first is Jacob Burke. 0-1 count. Wroreski looks in for the signs. Pitch on the way. This one is fouled off by Sanchez. Fly thickens at 0-2. Wroreski's ERA climbed to a 4.21. He has two saves on the year, does the Orchard Park native. Wroreski, actually an Ivy League guy, Columbia University. Not Columbia like Columbia, South Carolina, like Columbia, New York. 0-2 is inside and low to Sanchez, 1-2. Wroreski earning a psychology degree from Columbia. He's a weekend starter as well. Finished his college career at Rutgers, had 13 starts in the Big Ten. A 0.99 whip with Rutgers and is only here with the Scarlet Knights. 1-2 in time called. Fun fact, Dana Lodi's actually got a cousin up at Rutgers. Dana Lodi has family up there in the area, New Jersey, Connecticut, New York area. 1-2 on the way. Fouled off by Sanchez. Keep it at 1-2. Actually, my mom grew up not too far from Rutgers. I've heard good things about the university. Jordan Sprinkle awaiting on deck. Top eight. Ballers lead 2-0. Here in the series finale at Sager Park in Columbia, South Carolina. 1-2 count on Sanchez. Pitch on the way from Wroreski. Swung on and tapped towards the third baseman Wallace, and it'll trail foul. Count stays put at 1-2. We'll do it again. Sanchez hiking the pants up to show the Red Sox. Only one Firefly in the field with the Sox pulled up to show the Navy Blue Sox. Fireflies rocking the powder blues here on this Sunday matchup. Looks like they're Major League affiliate in the Kansas City Royals. 1-2 cut in the miss for a strikeout. Wilbur Sanchez strikes out for the first time today. It is the third out of the top of the eighth inning. It'll send things into the bottom half of the eighth. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers on top, 2-0. Bottom eight when we return.
All right, fans, it's time to go loud. Let's make some noise. I want to hear you scream. It might come in handy.
Judy Advincola cuts on the first pitch, the bottom of the eighth inning. This one's fouled off. Move it to an 0-1 count. It'll be Advincola, Ramirez, and Hernandez do up. Bottom eight, Ballers lead 2-0 on the Columbia Fireflies here in the series finale at Segra Park. Manuel Veloz back out for his third inning of action as the 0-1 is delivered. Big swing and a miss from Advincola. 0-2 is now your count. Veloz through two innings with one strikeout. He's only allowed the one hit. As a total, the Ballers have only allowed two hits on the day. Fireflies really haven't had much offensive success. 0-2 count on the way from Veloz. Pitch to the plate. Swung and a miss at the plate. And it looks like they're going to say he got a foul tip of it. Keep it at 0-2. We'll do it again. Dark clouds really starting to roll in. They have to turn the lights on here as a hard hit foul ball. Heads up in the seating pole down there. Looks like a fan makes the grab down there. 0-2 count on Judy Advincola. Veloz's 0-2 offering. This one's fouled off of the protective netting. 0-2 remains the count. Looks like Addison Coffey is up down there. Just kind of getting loose in the bullpen. Might be a ninth inning closer situation for Addison. Advincola with an 0-2 count. 0-for-1 of the walk today. As he'll cut in the 0-2 and miss at the plate. He struck him out. Manuel Veloz picks up strikeout number 2 of the day. It is Judy Advincola for the first out of the 8th inning. Ballers now need 5 outs. And they'll look to face off against Gene Ramirez now. Nobody on and 1 down, bottom 8. Gene Ramirez will dig in for the 4th time today. He's reached on 2 walks in today's game. He's 0-for-1 of the flyout. Pesky leadoff batter for the Columbia Fireflies. Pitch on the way. It's inside. 1-0 is your count. Ramirez looks like a slap hitter in a softball game. In the leadoff spot for Columbia. Chopper on the 1-0 to the second baseman Sanchez, who retreats and makes the play to first for the out number 2. It is a 4-3 ground out for Gene Ramirez. 2 outs now quickly in the bottom of the 8th for Omar Hernandez. I have a feeling these two sides had better hurry up as the wind is now absolutely blasting from right to left here at Segra Park in Columbia. Weather is on the way. Pitch is low and off the plate now. 1-0 is your count on Omar Hernandez. 0-for-2 with a pop out and a walk in today's game. 1-0 on the way from the Lowe's. Fastball in there called strike one. 1-1 is your count. Gavin Cross, the center fielder, waiting on deck. The Lowe's the 1-1 count on Omar Hernandez. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball inside corner for strike two. Beautiful pitch. Now the wind is really picking up right to left. Favorable for the righty bat of Omar Hernandez, but better hurry up. 1-2. Just a bit off the plate and away. Move it to a 2-2 count. There's quite a bit of weather on the way. We're supposed to have a complete wash of a day today. 80% chance of rain in the day as the 2-2. There's a 100% chance of a 1-2-3 inning. Omar Hernandez strikes out, and Manuel Veloz has his third punch out of the day. It is Omar Hernandez for the third out of the eighth inning. Well, ballers need three outs for a victory, but they get to bat one more time here in the top of the ninth inning with a new arm on the way for the Columbia Fireflies. Take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Each of the time that's today's paid attendance, that means how many tickets were sold to the game today. Now, it's multiple choice, so you guys can yell out the answers you think you know, because if he gets it right, he's going to go home with a free milkshake from Chick-fil-A. So, high stakes here, high stakes. Levi is today's paid attendance. A, 1,537. B, 2,000. C, 1,765, or D, 1,953. What are we going to get, everybody? All right, Levi, what are you going to go with? I'm going to go with C. All right, he's going to go with C. You guys agree? We've got some people on board. We'll split a little bit. But let's take away the incorrect answers. We're going to see if he's right on this one. All right, not B, still alive. Not B, it's between A and C. Could he be a winner tonight? Oh, no. Just missed it at the end. But Levi was a great contestant. We're going to go ahead and give him a prize. Give him a big hand, everybody. He's so long home with a milkshake from Chick-fil-A.
Well, Ben Reske will stay put in the ball game. Top of the ninth, Jordan Sprinkle will dig in. Top of the order, Westcath and DJ Gladney will follow. Jordan Sprinkle lays down a bunt. It lands foul. 0-1 is your count in the leadoff batter, the Rainmaker, Jordan Sprinkle. And I think the Rainmaker has brought the rain with him as the clouds are pouring in here in Columbia, and it is getting dark really quick with the wind howling here in Columbia. As now Addison Coffey warming up for Kannapolis for a bottom of the ninth save situation. Looking for some insurance runs are the ballers. 0-1 lifted high and foul. 0-2 now the count on Jordan Sprinkle. 1-for-3 today, a fielder's choice, a flyout, a walk, a run, stolen base. It's been a busy day for the Rainmaker, Jordan Sprinkle. Fourth round pick in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox and the UC Santa Barbara. 0-2. Fastball upstairs from Oreski. 1-2 your count. Former Gaucho is Jordan Sprinkle. One of two former UC Santa Barbara players on the roster, with the other one being Noah Owen. 1-2 on the way from Oreski. Breaking ball, cut in the mist for strike three. Jordan Sprinkle strikes out to begin the ninth inning. One down now for Westcath. Westcath adding to his team leading 58 total walks on the year, and now 60 with two walks today. First baller to reach 60 walks in the 2022 season. Oreski's first pitch to Kath is a fastball right down the middle for strike one. 0-1 is your count. As you can sense a little bit of urgency from both sides, they are trying to get this game done before Mother Nature makes her presence felt. 0-1 on the way. This one is lifted high and deep. Left field backtracking is Vaz. He looks up. Warning track. Well, it's out of here. Solo shot, West Cath. It's home run number 13 on the season for the second round pick in 2021 by the Chicago White Sox. And West Cath with a solo homer here in the ninth inning. The ball game is now 3-0 in favor of the good guys, Kannapolis Cannonballers. West Cath with another home run this week. He has two now on the series. Entering today, 4-for-17 with two doubles and a home run. He now has two long bombs on the week. DJ Gladney will dig in. Pitch is in there, called strike. 1-0-1 is your count. As West Cath hits home run number 13 on the season. Here in the top of the ninth inning, giving the ballers a bit of insurance. 0-1 is fouled off by DJ Gladney. 0-1 is your count. Moving 0-2 now. Wilfred Ferrasa waiting on deck. 0-2 count on Gladney. Pitch from Wareski. Fastball right down Broadway. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. DJ Gladney is down on strikes for the second out of the inning. That'll send it to Wilfred Ferrasa. Nobody on and two down.
First baseman number seven, Wilfred Ferrasa.
Wilfred Ferrasa will get another turn to bat. He is 1-for-4 on the day. Did have a sacrifice fly as he'll ground the pitch up the middle. Diving play by Advincola, but he can't make the play. It's into center for a base hit. Wilfred Ferrasa with another multi-hit day. He's got two singles to his name, so now runner on for Colby Smelly. Wilfred Ferrasa with a total of six hits and now just shy of 18 innings. That's pretty stinking good. Wilfred Ferrasa, six hits in little less than two games, and a 4-for-4 day yesterday. As Wareski now the runner on to deal with. Pitch is fouled straight back to me. Heads up, almost making the play up here. You know I'm making the play up here. John Kosis is giving me the look right now. I'm going to make the play. It landed just above my head, about 20 feet. Maybe less than that, probably about 6 feet, honestly. 0-1 is up and in on Smelly. 1-1 is your count. If I stand up right now, I'm 6'2". If you put another me, if you stacked me twice, and there was no window there, I probably could have made that play. As the 1-1 is tattooed high and deep right center field, backing up is Ramirez. He'll camp under it, though, and make the grab for out number three, and that is the conclusion of the top of the ninth inning. Fly out from Colby Smelly, but a solo shot from West Cath gives the ballers an insurance run. They lead 3-0 over the Columbia Fireflies, and we'll send things now into the bottom half of the ninth inning. New arm on the way. Looks like Addison Coffey will enter the ball game, and this will be the bottom of the ninth inning. Ballers 3 outs away from a win. We'll turn it over to Coffey for an attempt at a 6th save on the season. Bottom nine will return on the Ballers Baseball Network.
The name on the front is a hell of a lot more important than the one on the back.
Nothing changes. Greek mythology, the Titans were greater even than the gods. They ruled their universe with absolute power. Well, that football field out there tonight, that's our universe. Let's rule it like Titans.
Listen to it. We've come from behind in every game in this tournament so far, and we can do it again. We can beat these guys. Right now, it's not about talent. It's about heart. It's about who can go out there and play the hardest. Who can go out there and play the smartest.
You got nothing left. Yeah, you do. You got one strike left.
Thank you.
New arm on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballer, 6'2", 185-pound, 23-year-old from Albany, Indiana. Third-round pick in 2020 by the Chicago White Sox. It's the former two-way guy, Addison Coffey, in the ballgame. Former Wabash Valley JUCO Roddy will dig in. First pitch on the way to Gavin Cross. Fastball up and away. 1-0 is your count. It'll be Cross, Wallace, and Vaz due up. Bottom nine, Ballers lead 3-0. Columbia with just two hits on the day. Ballers looking to shut down Columbia for the second win of the week. 1-0 on the way from Coffey. This one's a ground ball towards the first baseman, Veras, who makes the play. He'll step in the bag 4-1. It is the out for Gavin Cross, a 3-U ground out. Two outs remaining, and Addison Coffey is in for the save. Caden Wallace will now dig in. We're in a race of can we get this game done before we get a drop of weather from up in the sky, as the wind really is starting to pay its dividends. Those flags out in left center field are blustery. First pitch to Caden Wallace, breaking ball inside corner, strike one. Addison Coffey entering in his team-high 28th game of the season. He is the team saves leader with five, looking for number six here today. Caden Wallace digs in 0-for-3. Fly out, and a strikeout. Pitch on the way from Addison, a breaking ball in there called strike two. Coffey, a three-pitch mixed guy, fastball, slider, changeup. He's 4-2 with a 4.97 ERA. 25 and a third innings pitch, 28 strikeouts. He did pitch earlier this week back on the 16th, the clean inning of work. 0-2 on the way from Coffey, up and in, 1-2. As the wind is starting to really get powerful, you can see the clouds moving up in the sky as well. Very ominous here at Sagra Park in Columbia of what is expected to be a whole lot of weather on the way. 1-2. Low and just a bit off the plate now. 2-2 your count. Caden Wallace at the plate. Javier Vaz, left fielder, awaiting on deck. Ballers lead 3-0. They've done very well on the mound today. We'll see if Addison Coffey can continue the good work. 2-2 on the way. This one is a sharp grounder towards a shortstop sprinkle. Fields cleanly, he'll fire to first in time. 6-3 ground out. Two down now. Ballers down to their final out for a win. They'll send it now to Javier Vaz, the left fielder for Columbia. Javier Vaz will dig in. He's 0-for-2 on the day. Had a walk earlier in the fourth inning. Back against Jared Kelly. Vaz 0-for-2 with a walk. Pitch on the way from Coffey. Fastball low. And a bit off the plate. 1-0 is your count. Batting just 167 on the year is Vaz from Huntsville, Alabama. 22nd 2022 draft. 15th round selection out of Vanderbilt. 1-0 on the way. This one is lifted high and deep right center field. Backtracking is Gladney. That's going to be trouble. That'll drop and roll to the wall. Rounding first out of her second is Vaz. He's on his horse. He's going to try for three. Relay throw comes in from Sanchez. He's out by a mile at third, and this ball game is over. Despite the double from Javier Vaz, it is a double credited, but he is out by a mile. Good work by DJ Gladney and Wilbur Sanchez. It's a 9-4-5 put out at third base for the third out of the ball game. And just like that, Addison Coffey gets the save, and the Ballers three hit the Columbia Fireflies with a 3-0 win here today at Sagra Park in Columbia. Post-game wrap-up after a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. It is 3-0, a shutout win here in Columbia. We'll be right back for our post-game recap in just a moment.
It's time for kids to run the bases. Any kid who'd like to run the bases this evening should line up at this time at the top of section 112. We'll be getting started shortly.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth, Sager Park, Columbia, South Carolina, as the Kannapolis Cannonballers get their 50th win on the season with a 3-0 shutout victory over the Columbia Fireflies here in the series finale at Sager Park in Columbia, South Carolina. It is the final matchup between these two sides this year, and we are now set for a fun bus ride back home as we'll get back to Atrium Health Ballpark tonight and prepare for a 6-game set starting on Tuesday with the Carolina Mudcats. Ballers win today 3-0. They move to 50-64 overall on the year. 44-69 on the year are the Columbia Fireflies out of the Kansas City Royals organization. Ballers pick up 2 runs in the third inning, and then a 9th inning a solo homer from Wes Kath gives the Ballers the 3-0 win. They outhit Columbia 8-3. No errors for either side. A very clean action. A very clean night of baseball for both sides. Quick look at notable performances before we send you on your way. And we pack up and get out of here in Columbia before Mother Nature wrecks some havoc. 1-for-4 day for Jordan Sprinkle. 2-for-3 day with a solo homer for Wes Kath. His 13th on the year in the 9th inning gives the Ballers an added cushion of insurance. 1-for-5 day for DJ Gladney. Wilfred Veras tallies hits 5-6 in just the last 18 innings alone. 2-for-4 day with an RBI. 2-for-5 day for Colby Smelly. And an 0-for-4 day, but an RBI for Benjamin Bailey. And then Burke Thornquist and Sanchez all go 0-for in the day, but they each tally a walk. Ballers picking up 6 walks in total against the 4 arms used by the Columbia Fireflies. Sprinkle picks up his first stolen base on the year. He also picks up another hit in today's ballgame. Kelly goes the 3 2/3 innings needed for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Jared Kelly gets a solid outing of work. 3 2/3, 1 hit, no runs, 5 walks, and 2 strikeouts. It is a lot of walks, 5 walks, but he does do it pretty well. And then we send it over to Tyson Messer. Ending in a third of shutout baseball, 1 walk and 2 strikeouts. Veloz gets the win, 3 innings, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, and 3 punchouts. Clean day's work for the new guy, Manuel Veloz, and Addison Coffey gets his team-leading 6th save on the year with a innings of work. He does allow the hit from Javier Vaz, but it is a double, and then a good work from DJ Gladney and Wilbur Sanchez to relay the throw in, and he is nailed out at third base. Columbia Fireflies on the other side. They get only 3 hits on the day. 1-for-3 day for Vaz, 1-for-3 day for Guillermo Quintana, and 1-for-3 day for Lisandro Rodriguez. Other than that, a whole lot of nothing for the Columbia Fireflies. On the other side, Luinder Avila, 5-9 on the year. 4 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, and 4 punchouts. Avila gets the loss in today's game. Aldrich, 2 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, and a strikeout. Willis, inning and a third, 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, and 2 punchouts. And then Ben Wareski, inning and 2/3, 2 hits, 1 run, no walks, and 3 punchouts for the lefty out of the bullpen for the Columbia Fireflies. 5:04 first pitch, 2 hours and 27 minutes of game action. A little over 1,500 Fireflies fans here in attendance for today's ball game. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 3-0 your score and a shutout victory over the Columbia Fireflies. It'll be a great road trip back to Atrium Health Ballpark before we get started with our 6-game set on a Tuesday against the Carolina Mudcats. Fireflies will stay here, and they'll have a 6-game set next week here at home against the Salem Red Sox out of the Boston Red Sox organization. From everyone at the Kannapolis Cannonballers, Dan Helody saying thank you as always for tuning in to the broadcast. Appreciate you hanging with us here as we took the broadcast on the road this year a little bit. Here finishing it up here at Sager Park in Columbia. Uncertain if we're going to go to Lynchburg. We're going to see how the playoff race shakes out. If we are close in the playoff race, I can assure you, Ballers fans, that we will keep you in the loop. We will keep you posted, and we will have broadcasts available. But if the series of the Carolina Mudcats goes a little hairy, this will be our final road trip on the year. So appreciate you tuning in with us on the road trip edition of our broadcast on the Ballers Baseball Network. Dan Helody saying thank you as always for tuning in and joining me here today from Sager Park in Columbia. I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 3-0 here at Sager Park in Columbia. We'll do it again tomorrow on a Tuesday. We have a 6-inning set against the Carolina Mudcats. Be sure you grab your tickets and come hang out with us and have a blast. We'll see you on Tuesday. And if not, we'll see you here on the broadcast. Enjoy the rest of your day. and have a great one, everyone. Please enjoy the rest of your day.